Having trouble divining this one?
No. Yeah. Sis boom ba.
Sis boom ba.
Describe the sound made when a sheep explodes.
Oh, boy, I had to come back and come see y'all again. I've been working, been in the wood shop, been in the woodshed, been in the workshop, been in the workhouse. I've been working on podcast material, and boy, do I have some of the same old stuff for you.
Looking for success? Well, so am I. Want to tag along? By the way, I'm the leader. I'm your new leader.
Hi. Kind of amazing. I am the leader. I really am.
Minefield Season 4. Talking about Bigfoot, UFOs, true crime, meditation.
It's just really fun just to kind of sit back and like, oh yeah, I am supposed to be the leader. I really am supposed to be the leader. And I'm not supposed to be a funny guy. I'm not supposed to be a joke guy.
Welcome to the international sensation, the Minefield MF23 podcast. Welcome aboard. Next stop, alpha male status, prestige, and international influence.
I got so much material, written, video, all kinds of feedback from people who loved my Contagious Laughter episode that we did a couple seasons ago. To reiterate real quickly, we focused on Ricky Gervais, who had a great Contagious Laughter. And it really just, when I hear it, it sets me off. So I thought I would bring it up to you guys. Ricky Gervais, great, great laughter. You know, Tom Segura, I like his high-pitched kind of wheezing laugh. Very, very funny. We focused on, we had an international side to it. So we really looked at all kinds of contagious laughter. And since then, I've got a bunch of material, a bunch of mail, a bunch of MP3s, people sending stuff in. I really appreciate it. It also just helps me with my workload. I'm producing 4 or 5 podcasts a week for different Patreons and subreddits and subgroups. And so, you know, it helps. It really does. So let's look at some new examples. I've got some good stuff for you guys, for you laugh heads, for you people who like to laugh and like to hear other people laugh in a funny way. Let's kick it off with Ryan Sickler, who's a stand-up comedian, hilarious stand-up comedian, great podcaster, really, really good podcaster, actually, really good podcaster, great interviewer, funny, down-to-earth guy. So here, this is Ryan in the background right here. And it's just a great high-pitched wheezing laugh. Of course, he has his explosive side, too, with the stuff like this, which is great and reminds me a little of Ricky Gervais a little bit for that explosive high-pitched laugh, which can be off-putting. You know, I realize if this isn't your thing,
I'll try.
This happens to be my thing, though. I think it's going to laugh.
I swear to God.
It makes me laugh.
I told
so I was hoping that it would make you.
Who's it unfortunate
laugh.
For?
Anyway,
I think I know.
So well, yeah, Sickler, yeah, not he's for hilarious. Me. He's great.
Go away because I'm commenting on some of that.
Now, Sickler leads us from that one stand-up comedian who does podcasts into the world of Two Bears, One Cave, which is a podcast that Tom Segura and Brent Kreischer do. Brent Kreischer, of course, is a stand-up comedian and has a real high-pitched laugh. And his laugh... Brent's is more, it sounds like animal abuse. It's like a high-pitched squealing. It sounds like someone's letting the air out of the whole world at the same time. But their show really is built around the concept, honestly, of contagious laughter and of, you know, of the power of high-pitched wheezing laughter, because like their top clips, their top videos, their top reels, their top like shorts are all times where they've just really just gone off the deep end with like unstoppable contagious laughter where they just couldn't stop rolling along with laughter. One of the examples is when Tom found out that Brent drinks like 64 ounces of Kool-Aid every day. Just the crazy amount of sugar for someone his age, for any human really, but especially an older man with grown kids. Like he probably shouldn't be drinking that much sugar, and he just didn't seem to dawn on him. And Tom thinks it's just the funniest thing ever. So Tom is set off on this contagious this laughter fit, which spills into Brent. And then you can hear the control room, the people in the control room laughing. It drives me, it drives me crazy. Like I still think it's the funniest thing I've ever heard. And I listen to it all the time, and it's been viewed billions of times and people love it. And it's just a rolling contagious laughter being passed around the room in the form of this like Kool-Aid bottle. And I mean, he has a 64 ounce thermos full of Kool-Aid, and it's like what he drinks every day. And he was also considering it. There's so many crazy things about this clip, but he's also considering that to be a source of water for the day, because he started with water and then added Kool-Aid to it. So anyway,
for a retarded person, okay.
They've had other famous clips that kind of became internet famous for the rolling laughter, unstoppable laughter. They talked about meeting Jennifer Aniston. They wondered if Jennifer Aniston would want to meet them. And then one of the guys suggested, not jokingly, that, you know, that she could bring security for safety. And that just like made them laugh. It tickled them. And it was a similar sort of clip. It went real viral of them laughing about that.
To get a meeting with someone. Be like,
hey, can I meet you? But you should protect yourself.
There's another adult man in the country that has some fucking gallon of Kool-Aid.
I mean, Tom Segura, Your Mom's House franchise has basically incorporated contagious laughter as part of their product. I mean, they build some of their shows around it. Is contagious laughter the element of actually getting some immediate feedback from some sort of audience during a podcast? Because it's normally just this silent room listening to you. No feedback. Is this funny? Are you enjoying this?
You just like to look in a mirror. Like sometimes it's the hardest I've ever heard.
And Segura and them have a crew who sits in another room of producers who laugh. Scream, actually. One of the guys, Nadav, he screams basically at the top of his lungs.
Like sometimes
unmiked from another room the entire show. And
that's the hardest I've ever heard.
I actually find it to be really funny. It's really funny. It actually is contagious. It spurs more like it kicks off laughter of my own. Here's a clip of them laughing at somebody. This is someone gagging at a bad smell in a car. And you can hear the host laughing into the mic, but Nadav is screaming in the background, so he's un-mic'd.
I don't want to get out of this. We might have to do a rain check.
He's that cackling, screaming in the back.
That's bad.
Here's another example. It's co-host Christine gets upset when Tom zones out during one of her stories, and the producer, Nadav, explodes in the other
room. Romantic getaway to Fredericksburg. Are you listening to me?
I think it's funny. And it adds a lot for me. It makes me laugh. There's a comment there, if you go to YouTube and check out some of these best of cabin. Segura and Kreischer compilations. There's one that's called Best of Segura and Kreischer, and the top comment on the newest ones. The top comment is, quote, "The guy laughing in the background is my favorite part every time," end quote. Normally, I don't put a lot of weight behind, you know, YouTube comments, because this guy's just saying it's my favorite part, the guy laughing in the background. But normally that means nothing. Commenters, I try to ignore them. But this person's username is LOL Nation. Okay. Laugh Out Loud Nation. I think they might know a little something about laughing. It's their favorite part, then it's my favorite part. Okay, different video. This one's called Your Mom's House Funniest Moments Compilation, starring Tom Segura. Another comment, quote, "I know Tom is a legend and all, but the hardest I ever laugh when he's on screen is just watching him do his wheezing laugh. He doesn't even have to tell jokes. That's something." He doesn't even have to tell jokes. Wow. That's something. Says Penny Royalty. And then 8 months ago, a user named Spoodle on this same YouTube video says, "Whoever is laughing super hard in the background just makes me laugh so much harder. Edit. I've been learned. Nadav is the fellow's name. What a guy. Ha, 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 ha." He ends it with laughter. He types out the laughter. That's how hard he's laughing at this. This is good stuff. This is good stuff. It genuinely makes me laugh.
Saying before, you don't believe in breakfast and you just have one big meal every day.
Yeah. Well, like, crocodile.
Very, very funny. Very, very contagious. Here's some new material, though. This is a new VIP member of the Laughers Club. And this sketch is called Dr. Catford. I'm going to play it and then translate what this guy is saying. He's a comedian. He's appearing on a podcast. It's a video podcast. So you can see the two hosts at a desk, two men in the UK, talking to this one guy on a couch, pale, sort of formless, sausage-like limbs, big stomach, very, very tight black shirt, and the sleeves are way too short, balding, quasi-ginger.
I want to feel alive.
He's English. Sorry, I should have mentioned that. He's from over there
in the house
in England.
It's that fucking smell.
It's like 3:30 in the morning, or he just finished playing Gears.
He's from Manchester. He's cold. Jamie Hutchinson. Very funny. Very, very funny. So he's going to tell a story about his brother who's autistic, and it sets off laughter.
I eat late as well.
The hosts that I would call
on a normal
contagious.
Night because at 9 o'clock
VIP stuff here.
I'm like I said before, I'm in my dead nana's box room, and every night my brother beats me up, like batters me. So I've got bruises on there.
What?
You can see it. Yeah, well, he's autistic and it's part of his routine.
Oh, thank God. God.
Oh, God. But he does it as a...
Real quick.
He does it as a character called Dr. Catford.
Jamie's brother is autistic and every night he beats Jamie up. But he does it as a character named Dr. Catford.
So, but it's quite...
See what I mean?
But it's quite menacing. So I'll send
what
you
time of night?
I'll send 9 o'clock every night. So I'll send you.
So you get twatted.
Yeah, that's
and
why
then
I because he punches me in the stomach and all that. So he puts my mum's mint green dressing
puts on
gown.
A dressing gown.
Underpants on his head. And then but he'll phone me during the day and go, "Oh, your appointment.
You call him earlier in the day and say your appointment.
And then he'll come up and he has like a clicking pen and that's like the needle. So we go, all right, the patient.
Pretends to give him a shot.
And then he'll have like kitchen tongs.
Kitchen tongs.
Nips at me.
Nips at
me. Hits me with a wooden spoon. But all the while, he's got like Joe Hart monitor on YouTube playing.
Just in case you missed that, what he's saying is that his brother would bring up a YouTube video of a heart monitor and then play that in the background of this beating.
On YouTube playing. And then he goes, we're losing him. And he just jumps on me. Fucking. He goes, right, done now.
Fuck. He really starts beating him.
But my mum just goes,
vigorously.
But my mum just goes, it's part of his routine.
It's part of his routine.
Routine's important for autistic people.
Oh my God.
So if I gig like a few nights in a row, it's fucking...
Oh, he has a build-up.
It's like hangovers, you know, you're constantly drinking.
Yeah.
And when you...
Is he a licensed practitioner?
That is fantastic. No. That is fantastic. Sure. It's a great story. And the host's reaction to it is just so genuine and so funny. And I do want to point out that I don't think in any way that they were laughing at the brother with autism. Because I don't think it would be funny in that case. I really saw it as them aggressively laughing at Jamie, like at him in his direction, completely at his misfortune. It was fun, and it didn't seem like punching down to me, at least. It's got all the things I love about the laugh too. It's a funny premise. There's a wheezing undertone to it all, and then an unhinged sort of like sing-songy tone to that. Like, I think I'm going crazy. I'm laughing so hard kind of feeling. All right, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to end the episode with a super cut because I don't know if you came here in a bad mood. Even if you didn't, it can't hurt to get hit with a blast, a super cut blast of my favorite contagious laughers of all time. We're talking Artie Lang, Ricky Gervais, Ryan Sickler, Tom Segura. We're talking about the Spanish comedian from last episode who tells the story about putting the pots and pans in the ocean to rinse. Here it is. It's a super blast, and I've added Dr. Catford to it as well. So you're going to get a full comedic blast of positive energy to your eardrums, and it's going straight to your brain. It's going to make you feel better. If you don't feel well, it's going to make you feel better. If you feel good, it's going to make you feel incredible. If you feel incredible, what would it hurt to have just a great laugh? Also, I don't believe you if you feel incredible. Sorry. I'm not saying you're a liar. I'm just saying I don't believe you in this instance. Thank you for sticking with us through the ups and downs.
Are you crazy, son of a bitch? Nasty mouth bastard.
I was joking, you guys.
Trying to think of a tough casting decision.
And then he goes, we're losing him. And he just jumps on me. He goes, right, you
don't know. Do you know, you know what the hell is, well, so, you know, he's got a different recipe. It's got nothing to do with the macaroni cheese.
Derek White, you're a great player.
I can't even look at you. Oh, I didn't think I'd look down when I see my brother. Oh,
I feel like the dog.
We are back for the fourth season of The Minefield. We're calling it MF23. Because it's MFing 2023. See you on the other side. You're now leaving the minefield.
You're safe.